sweeter than a honeybee.
Yeah, baby, been sweet on me.
Sweeter than a honeybee.
Yeah, my queen bee. Oh, she loved me to my soul. Ooh, loved me to my soul.
Welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC, 1041 Thursday morning. This is the time of the week when we welcome back the hardest working man and whatever it is he does. It's our cultural correspondent, Sean Stone. Welcome back, sir.
Delighted to be here.
You look like you're in a great mood.
Well, I saw Spider-Man Far From Home in 3D.
How was it?
I like Tom Holland. He's a good Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal is amusing. It has its moments.
Yeah.
This is a little too much. I'm tired of seeing beautiful cities destroyed.
Yeah.
I am. I mean, I'm like, Venice in 3D. Oh, no,
it
it's going to get wrecked.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's entertainment. A couple of my children saw it, and they loved it. They thought it was one of the best Spider-Man movies.
I have to say, my favorite thing was, you know, the end tag with J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson running the fake news site, DailyBugle.com. He was hilarious.
Oh, that's great. So you give it a thumbs up, qualified thumbs
up?
All right, Sean Stone. What else?
Okay, this afternoon at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass., the Jean Renoir film series, because there's a big exhibit of his father's paintings.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing French Can-Can. It was his return to France in the 1950s after sitting the war out in Hollywood.
Nice.
Tonight at 7 o'clock at Café Lena in Saratoga Springs, the indie folk singer Jonathan Brook brings back memories of, I saw her at, remember Valentine's?
I remember Valentine's very well.
I saw her at Valentine's, and that was the only show I ever saw at Valentine's. All her fans sat on the floor. Now,
really?
While I love Valentine's, that's not a place where you want to sit on the floor.
No, because things have happened on that floor.
Things have happened on that floor.
You make a great point.
Forget that.
They didn't put rugs down or anything?
No. Mm-hmm. She was a great show, though. She's a great singer-songwriter.
Yep.
And then tomorrow night at the Times Union Center in Albany, the trucks have already arrived because I live down in that neighborhood, so the parking lot down there just gets filled with giant trucks.
Yeah.
John Mayer.
How many trucks does he take?
A lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All these shows take a lot. And it's the first date on his tour. You know, the Times Union Center seems to score a lot of that, you know, because they come there to rehearse.
Right. Albany gets a lot of warm-up gigs.
Exactly.
I remember 88, Zappa started his what was to be his last tour at the Palace.
Ah.
And he rehearsed in town for a couple days prior to that.
Yep. That's Albany.
Yep.
We're the warm-up.
Well, that's okay. Great show, though, right?
That's right. Also, Friday night at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson. Friday at 9 o'clock, it's the great blues singer Betty Levette. And then the music we heard coming in, more great blues. Taj Mahal Quartet is going to be at the Egg in Albany Saturday at 8 o'clock. It's the 50th anniversary of his album Giant, The Old Folks at Home. If you buy a ticket, or when you buy a ticket,
yeah,
you get to request three songs because he's doing requests.
Well, how is he going to play three songs from every person there?
Well, he doesn't, but there'll be a lot of overlap. So,
do you remember NRBQ, the box?
Yeah.
And the people would put the...
Yeah.
One day at J.B. Scott's, years ago, they did the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald
from
sheet music.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, actually, I saw an Amy Mann concert where some idiot kept yelling
Freebird. Yeah.
And she played Sweet Home Alabama. And
well,
she made him come up on stage and help her sing it.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
It was pretty great. Let's see. Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Maverick Concert Hall. The Maverick Concerts in Woodstock continue with the Catalyst Quartet plus pianist Daniel Gortler. They're going to be performing music of Bach, Philip Glass, Brahms, and César Franck.
Mm-hmm.
Big show at SPAC on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Heart.
Heart.
Heart. It's a great show.
The Real Heart.
The Real Heart, Ann and Nancy Wilson, yeah.
Did they have a bypass at some point?
Nah.
Okay, all right.
Sheryl Crow is opening and Lucy Silvas.
That's a big show.
Yes, it is. And then Sunday night at 8 o'clock at the Cool and Sure Arena in Glens Falls, which used to be called the Glens Falls Civic Center.
Right.
Godsmack. And I included them because I remember I saw them at Valentine's the first time. They live one of those bands, and then I saw them at the Times Union Center.
Did you sit on the floor?
I did not sit on the floor.
Good, smart man.
No one did. And then for the family, Finding Nemo is going to be shown as part of the free summer movie series at the Palace Theater in Albany. Tuesday at 1 o'clock. The doors open at noon, so you can bring the kids in and they can, you know, there's kids activities and it's fun and it's free. It's a nice thing to do.
Did you ever see that one? The fish gets lost.
Yes, the fish gets lost.
I've seen that.
It's actually funnier than Finding Dory. I remember when
that was the sequel.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Joe, well, I talked to Joe about that. It's joke challenged for an Albert Brooks movie. The first one's funnier.
Seeing a movie at the Palace must be great, though.
It is great. I go every chance I can get, but I won't go see this. Kids, you know.
Well,
They're kind of a drag.
I've seen Finding Nemo roughly 1,000 times.
Yeah, I figured you're just the right age parent for that. Yeah. And then as part of the Empire State Plaza's free concert series, Albany, on Wednesday beginning at 5:30 p.m., Stephen Marley, son of Bob and Rita.
Ah.
So we'll have a nice reggae show.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's a couple opening acts.
And where at the Empire State Plaza is that?
Convention Center? Well, if it rains.
Yeah. Oh, so it's outside.
It's outside.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, it's outside.
Did you go last night?
No.
To Dylan's kid?
They moved it inside.
Yeah, and I've not been in that venue, the convention center.
Yeah. I've been there for like model train shows, but I've never seen a concert there. If it's not outside.
All right. Fair enough.
But this will be great.
All right. We have about a minute here. What's coming up?
Well, Disney's Summer Reign of Terror continues.
Nice, Sean.
With the remake of The Lion King, they have
again added
a Toy Story, they remade Dumbo, they remade Aladdin, they've remade The Lion King, and this is all in the span of like 4 months.
Are there any new ideas left?
No, they're doing a live action Little Mermaid next.
Oh, you're killing me. All right. You're going to go see this? You have to go. You have to report back to us.
I have to go, but I don't really want to.
Well, Sean, you know, it's been such fun having you here. We'll do it again next week. Sean Stone's list of events and things that he has seen and will see and could see are at WAMC.org/roundtable. Sean, we'll see you next week.
Delighted.
It's the Roundtable on WAMC.